Esquire magazine, and by the way, I'm reading this list for the first time, so this will either go really well or really not well. I haven't determined yet because I haven't read the list, but I like to do things this way because it's what we like to, it's what the French like to call le fun. But I thought I'd go through this list and see if I agree with them. You've all heard my rant by now about how Mariah Carey is Church's chicken. If you haven't, go to furymediainc.net and click on my tab. And you will hear my rant about how Mariah Carey is Church's chicken. So this is the 20 essiest, crappiest Christmas songs ever recorded. They write every year around this time. People put aside petty differences to agree on one thing. Christmas music is almost universally unbearable. Okay, stop. No, it's not. This is the society we live in, folks. This is our society. We want to hear Nirvana around the clock. Yes, we want to hear dark music. None of this positive crap. If we're going to destroy this country, we need to be in the right mood. Not me. Man, I love Christmas music, so... Sure, there are many beloved classics, but for every Nat King Cole or Bing Crosby gem, there are dozens and dozens of fresh disasters arriving annually as the music industrial complex never stops its hateful assembly line of woe. While we can all quibble about what makes a Christmas song resonate, one thing a Christmas song can never be is cool, okay, stop. Esquire, what the hell? And then they follow it with this. There is nothing cool about Christmas, and there never was. Are you serious? It is the coolest holiday in the history of ever. Okay, the whole world stops on a dime to decorate. Even retail stores. I don't want to get into the conversation about, well, yeah, of course, because it's commercialized. No, stop. You either participate in the meh, commercialized discussion that rears its ugly head every year, or you decide, I'm just going to enjoy the ride. Paradoxically, why can't I pronounce that word? Wow. The songs that have stood the test of time come from artists who were the epitome of musical cool in their day. Elvis's Blue Christmas or Wham's Last Christmas, for example. Stop! That is a song that should be on the top 10 list. It's an okay song at best. But it's only through the IRL Instagram lens that these have been grandfathered into the canon, their hip edges sanded down to the point where the songs seem like they have always existed, independent of space and time. That's because Christmas is never about the present, or the presents, for that matter, but about the past. Yeah, gee, I wonder why that is. Take a look around, jackass. It's not this week's holiday we're looking forward to. It's the ones that have gone by. We're hoping to feel the way we used to feel when we were younger and things were simpler. We're hoping to ignore the other 364 days of the year when we're consumed with the desire to be cool. That's not what it is. The other 364 days of the year were consumed with the desire to not live in a living freaking hell. And yet the majority of Christmas songs are the furthest thing from a comfort blanket. Here, a countdown of the worst. Editor's note and a testament to the incredibly polarizing nature of Christmas music as a genre. Some of the songs below also appear on our list of the best Christmas songs. Okay, so this list means jack. But let's go through it anyway. Pentatonix, That's Christmas to Me. Boom, we've already started off. When you've got songs like Dominic the Donkey rolling around out there, and All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, and you start with Pentatonix, you have lost your credibility. It takes a lot of work to sing harmonies tight, but when the result sounds like a frolicking band of cyborg carolers going door to door in the uncanny valley, it sort of defeats the purpose. Can we not? 19, John Denver. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk on Christmas. I don't like John Denver, so I'm not going to argue with this entry. I've always kind of thought that he had a whiny voice. Bon Jovi, Backdoor Santa. They call this a lunch pail rocker putting on the hard hat and punching the clock. So their basis for this is the fact that, I don't know, that he's not a lunch pail worker, and how dare him. Christina Aguilera, Oh Holy Night. She has a great voice. Why on this list? Especially her Christmas album. It's fantastic. Maroon 5, Happy Christmas, War is Over. Okay, finally one I can agree with. I haven't heard the Maroon 5 version, but we can all stop covering it. We seriously can. This song has been covered to death. Everybody wants to give their tribute to John Lennon, as if he doesn't have a catalog of songs we can do a tribute to. Everybody seems to friggin' pick this song. I mean, you've got Zotai, I think his name is. He's a guitarist. You have Hillary freaking Duff has covered this song. Family Force 5 has covered this song. Metal bands have covered this song. Foreign metal bands have covered this song. Rock bands have covered. This song is covered to death. We don't need another 20 versions of this song. So let's all move on with our life. Duck the Hall, Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy. If you don't understand that this was a comedic album, I can't help you. 14 is new song, The Christmas Shoes. Okay, I get this kind of because it's depressing. Nobody wants to think about somebody's relative, mother, father, grandma, aunt, fourth cousin, whoever, dying on Christmas. All right, too many people have had to face this. It's not something you need to be reminded of on the radio. The message, I understand the message. It's a little bit of a downer, though. Joel Gray, I'm going to put some glue around the Christmas tree so Santa Claus will stick around all year. I've never heard this song. Based on the title, I'm going to say, okay, you guys are probably right. Iggy Pop, White Christmas. I mean, it's Iggy Pop. Why are we picking on Iggy Pop? Are we stupid? What is the reasoning? In theory, this is supposed to coast by on the irony of a guy like Iggy Pop singing a delightful Christmas classic. Apparently, you haven't heard Billy Idol's album. But it's such a half-baked slapdash arrangement, with Pop seeming like he recorded his vocal from inside of a stocking, that it instead comes across as macabre. And not in a good way. You haven't heard Christopher Lee's Christmas album either. Set It Off. This Christmas, I'll burn it to the ground. Okay, I've actually heard this song, and it's actually pretty good. This one is a cavalcade of raving carnival barker theatrical horrorcore that somehow comes off as both a parody of the scene and the idea of Christmas itself. I mean, if you're really that hardcore into punk, you might be insulted by it, sure. Number 10, oh man, bravo. This one I can get on board with. Since, Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Yes. This song is almost right up there with Mariah Carey. Because it gets played so doggone much. He sings flat. End of story. Let's move on. She and Him, Baby It's Cold Outside. Of course, Esquire, being the far leftist pile of monkey crap it is, has to point out the rapiness of the song. Please. In case you haven't figured it out, the people that really enjoy Christmas aren't on board. You might as well just shout into an echo chamber. I don't know who She and Him is. I cannot comment on number 9. Tiny Tim, Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS. Okay, inappropriate, and it's Tiny Tim, but man, I've never even heard the song. I don't think anybody actually plays the song. Number seven is The Killers, Don't Shoot Me, Santa. Wow. The subject matter is a murderous boy pleading with Santa to not shoot him. No. Okay, number six should not be on this list. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? I don't understand why this is on the list, except that this person clearly thinks it's cheesy because it's dated. Justin Bieber, he should be on every top 10 worst list. Mistletoe. No. Pussycat Doll, Santa Baby, I've heard this song, it's terrible. Probably should be further down the list. We're down to number three. I haven't seen the top three factually worst songs ever. Let's see. The Jackson 5, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Okay, where is Dominic the Donkey? Holy crap, people. This isn't hard. Lady Gaga, Christmas Tree. Are you serious? Lady Gaga beats out two front teeth? Ugh. I mean, I get it. It's an overtly sexual song. Should probably be on this list, not at number two. The number one worst Christmas song of all time, according to EsquireMusic.com or Esquire.com, is Paul McCartney and Wings' Wonderful Christmas Time. Stop. Number one, the worst Christmas song of all time, without question, is Dominic the Donkey. Number two, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Number three, All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth, the original version where he's whistling. So, listen, Luke O'Neill, you hipster douchebag. Time to go back to the drawing board, because you clearly don't know anything about Christmas music. In fact, you clearly, sir, hate Christmas altogether.
I think it's a huge embarrassment.